This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the GOP wraps up its convention in Cleveland, Ohio tonight, we're going to take one last moment to talk about our reporting from the other Cleveland that we've been covering this week, Cleveland, Mississippi, where almost 50 years ago, Bobby Kennedy started his historic poverty tour of the Mississippi Delta. Kennedy was accompanied on that tour by an aide named Peter Adelman. They were convinced to come to the Delta by a woman who'd been working down there for years. Marion Wright was her name. 40 years later, Marion Wright Adelman and Peter Adelman are two of the best-known advocates for the needy in this country. We talked to them as part of our election year series with Frontline and PBS NewsHour. It's called How the Deck is Stacked. You're both just back from a trip down there, I understand. And here we are almost 50 years later. What do you think?
We've made a lot of progress in our country. We've done some things that we would actually have twice as many people in poverty. But the poverty in Mississippi and in too many parts of our country is as bad or worse. And what's happened is that cash assistance, welfare, is basically gone in most states in this country. And so that all we have left, where we don't have enough jobs, are people whose only income, 7 million people in our country, only have food stamps. There's a huge hole in our safety net.
Mrs. Adelman, let me talk about race in this society today. It is such a big issue, and I'd love your thoughts on how much of a factor you think economics and inequality is in the unrest that we're seeing right now.
They're inextricably intertwined. Over 80% of the black children in Mississippi cannot read or compute at grade level in fourth or eighth grade, and the dropout rates are astronomical. What is a child going to do in this globalizing economy if they can't read and compute at the most basic levels? There is progress, but the cradle-to-prison pipeline, the level of illiteracy, the level of joblessness, the level of poverty is unacceptable, and we've got to come up with new ways of making sure that that's alleviated.
Mr. Adelman, we met a kid when we were down there. He's 13 years old. His name is Maurice Fountain. We had a really nice chat with him and his mom. He is crazy bright, but he says, and he's a African-American teenage male. He said, I am getting out of Cleveland. There is nothing here for me. There's nothing for me in Mississippi. Catch is, though, that if the bright kids leave, what does that mean for the future of places like Mississippi and the Delta and Cleveland?
Well, that is the dilemma. It's, of course, true in rural areas all over the country. Kids who have that same kind of talent never get the chance to use it. In some cases, they get arrested and they really lose their entire future. So the things that we need to do relate to figuring out how more people can get a chance by getting out, and even better than that, building an economy that people can be part of in Mississippi. And that is a tall order.
You two are now approaching 80, I think. If you live, say...
Don't even mention it, okay?
If you live, say, another 20 years, are you optimistic and hopeful that change will have progressed?
I absolutely do have an optimistic view about that. We have to remember, at the same time that we talk about all of these barriers and all of these difficulties, that we've done a lot. Robert Kennedy went home that night from Cleveland, Mississippi, and he told his children they had to do something. And he did something, because he started the work that led to having a national food stamps program, which we did not have on that day in Cleveland, Mississippi. And that's really a story that can inspire us to do more in a lot of different ways, and I think we can do that.
On the other hand, I think that we are teetering on the brink of either moving backwards or moving forward as a nation. There's time for a new movement that has to come. It has to address poverty and massive economic and wealth inequality. We've got to give people hope. But this is a very real, dangerous point in our country, and it's for citizens to step up. It's for all of us to step up and say, we are not going to tolerate our children and grandchildren having to fight these battles all over again.
Marion Wright Adelman and Peter Adelman wrapping up our coverage of Cleveland, Mississippi. Stories you can hear at marketplace.org. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, stories from the other Philadelphia, the one in Mississippi.